The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as Ireland's solar energy increased by 43% in just 1 year, solar electricity is beginning to play a significant role in how the country's power is generated. And this increased energy is coming from rooftops, from business installations and from solar farms. And it could provide sufficient power for 280,000 homes this year. Joining me now is the CEO of Irish Solar Energy Association, the ISEA, Conall Bulger. Conall, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Great to be here.
Now, let's talk about when we first cottoned on to the idea that solar energy using the rooftop panels and indeed factory top panels and school top panels might be significant, because there was always the belief that sun doesn't shine often enough or strongly enough in Ireland to generate power.
Well, I think the numbers in today's report put the lie to that. And as you identified, it's 43% increase in 1 year, and that's we're only getting going. The trade association I work for, ISEA, was set up in 2013 with the goal of getting solar off the ground in Ireland. And we connected the first utility scale project in a solar farm in 2022. So it's been a bit of a rocky pathway, but it's an industry very much on the uplift now. You know, we had research from MARI last year in UCC that suggested 1 million residential rooftops were suitable for solar. We have the large solar farms coming through at scale. There's a pipeline potentially of 11 gigawatts there. And we have the large businesses, commercial settings, community centres, GAA clubs all around the country that are starting to come through as well. So we're very hopeful, we're really at the start of a solar revolution.
Now, one of the complaints made by people is that we can't afford it. We will get the SEAI grant, but we don't have the other money that's required so that we can mount something on our roof. To what extent are local authorities doing this for their tenants and therefore it's not costing the tenants anything?
Well, it was worth just kind of first saying that the benefits that people derive from solar putting on the rooftop, there's the grants, there's the saving from the electricity sold back to the grid, and there was a 0% VAT as well on that. In terms of the local authorities piece, we definitely think as a kind of fuel poverty measure, this is something that could be rolled out across more areas. We do think there's a role for central government here. They have been they've been providing electricity bill credits, which only really work for, you know, their once-off payment against ongoing energy price volatility. And the solar grant, the government reduced it by 300 euro this year. They're planning to do so again next year and the year following. And we think that we're at the start of something here. We need to be speeding up, not slowing down. So we would be very strongly advocating they maintain those supports.
OK, Conall, what is the potential here? I mean, I don't think we're going to see all of those 1 million rooftops bedecked with PV panels. It's not going to happen. But there is a potential for quite a large fraction of them to be bedecked with photovoltaic panels. So what's the potential? How big a fraction of our energy generation could come from this?
Well, by 2030, were we to deliver in line with the government's targets, we would see it delivering about 20% of Ireland's demand. The minister framed it as on a sunny day, the country being powered by solar. And the thing is, it's not just about solar. It's about layering that solar in with wind and storage. And you start moving the grid closer and closer to something that's 100% renewable over time. As you kind of, technologies work very well.
The missing link there, you mentioned it in passing, is storage. You know, massive batteries or else the creation using either solar power or wind power to generate hydrogen, which then could be used to be burnt without any CO2. It'll just produce water. So all of this is a mix that will have to be carefully designed if we're to reach zero carbon. But is there any sign that that kind of infrastructural thinking is going on?
Well, it is a mosaic of solutions, we like to say, and you're absolutely hit the nail on the head. I think there's a range of the kind of administrative barriers that are holding back progress in some areas. Beyond even some of the things like hydrogen, there's more near-term wins, like hybrid sites where you put solar on wind sites that exist, or you put storage with solar on new sites, and potentially doing it with businesses behind businesses doing it themselves with a range of technologies on their campus. All of these things are currently held back by a rule set. Now, officialdom has set out in the Climate Action Plan what's required. We know we need to change.
So you've got targets, but what does officialdom need to change? What kind of regulation, what kind of support needs to happen to make this accelerate further?
It's really about changing rule sets. So it's down to getting the CRU are currently consulting or planning to consult on a set of rules that would allow this to happen. And for context, we as a country have been talking about this for 10 years. Now, I would say it to be fair that we are starting to see real movement. There was some initial changes, some rules earlier in the year that'll help. But it's really that kind of thing about we've got a difficult enough challenge with the infrastructure, which gives us a big opportunity. We don't really need to be erecting paper barriers as well.
Yeah. Now, in terms of selling back to the grid, what are you hearing from people who've installed PV on their roof? I mean, do they, you know, they get a fraction of what they're being charged. So if they're selling back to one supplier, they sell back at a fraction of what that supplier will then be charging them to buy from them. Does that seem fair?
Well, there's a range of tariffs available. So one of the good, we're starting to see some competition happening in that space. In terms of what I hear from people, generally, if I tell people what I do for a living and they have solar on the roof, they can't wait to pull out their phone to show me what it's generating at that moment in time.
Uh-huh.
And we're encountering.
Yeah, and there's nothing happening. They're at work and there's nothing going in the house except the fridge. So unless they install a battery or sell back to the grid, that power is kind of...
Well, there's also options like using it to heat water, or if you're lucky enough to have an electric vehicle plugged in, or there's a lot of options. And one of the things we always advise people is your needs are quite unique to you. So you always advise people to shop around, do a good bit of due diligence and work with a range of potential suppliers. Mm. And you'll find that there's a solution that best fits what you need.
Now, with all this solar, people, and a lot of it generated on ordinary people's roofs, and they have borne the capital cost along with the grant of installing it, and it contributing then to the grid, given it's being bought so cheaply by the grid or by the suppliers, why aren't our electricity prices coming down?
Well, we're still living in a world where the market is a fossil-dominated market. And we would say that we need to be thinking about designing that market for a future in which, you know, the future system is going to be hundreds of thousands, millions of people and businesses connected in, generating and storing their own power. You have a large scale grid with wind, solar, storage working together, and the offshore grid with offshore wind, hydrogen, ammonia, all that working together. That's a very different grid to the one we have today. And we need to be thinking about a market design that works for that and rewards people for doing the right thing. I suppose it's a bit like the earlier point on the grants. We shouldn't really be disincentivizing people from doing the right thing. This is what society wants. This is what the policy wants. So we need to keep making it easier for people.
All right. Well, it's the future. There's no doubt about that. And a little more help from government might accelerate the whole process. One question here, or a remark from someone. I'm a solar panel installer in Cork, and I'd like to highlight that the industry needs serious regulation from the Health and Safety Authority. It's only a matter of time before one of us dies falling off a roof. I feel like it's the Wild West for workers in this sector. There's massive pressure to get installs done every day, no matter what the weather, and there's no time for setting up harnesses. Can you please highlight this? It needs serious attention.
Yeah, I think what we've seen is that this is an industry that has really scaled up rapidly. And it's definitely an area of interest for us. We've been doing, we've set up a group looking at rooftop standards, because ultimately the long-term sustainable health of the industry is going to be determined by how sustainably and how safely it delivers its mandate. So it's definitely the the correspondent is definitely highlighting something that's a valuable point.
Okay, a couple of quick questions. I got panels way back in 2009. Can they be updated to be more efficient and do more? I thought we were doing the right thing, but now my panels appear out of date. They obviously don't deliver the same as the modern PV panel.
No, the modern PV panel is running at an efficiency rate of about 23% at the kind of upper end. So there's been a huge technological leap forward in terms of how much they produce. So probably I advise the speaker to get in touch with some qualified installers and have a conversation about.
But basically the older panels don't deliver that kind of efficiency. So it looks like the installation might stay, but the panels might have to be changed.
There could be value in that. I can't, I'm not a rooftop installer.
But. I live on a windy site. Ask your guest about the viability of a domestic wind turbine. It's not your area, I know, but it's a companion.
Well, what we've seen with most of the projections of kind of future microgeneration, which usually refers to that kind of generation on a domestic site, is 98% of it is expected to be solar. So that means there will be instances where other technologies are a good option. Again, it's probably about finding a registered person who has the requisite expertise to kind of come and advise you and make sure you're getting the value from it.
Conall, thank you very much for joining us. That's Conall Bulger, CEO of the Irish Solar Energy Association.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.